when watching or listening is too much. In the days and weeks ahead, we'll be seeing things we wish we'd never seen. And I'd like to talk to you about how that feels and what our situation is in preparation for that time. Not only do we not already have the scenes in our minds that we may see, but they may not be there for a good reason, which we now find ourselves protecting and only violating, in quotation marks, with good reason. The result is we may resist what we see and later resist feeling again the way we felt. In 2018, I saw the results of things done, images and sounds that were not in my mind and so not in my imagination. Hideous, hideous things that caused a New York cop who was prevented from acting on what he saw to suicide. While on retreat, I watched and heard portions of Frazzle Drip on David Zubnik's Dark Outpost. None of it was in my mind or memory beforehand. Remember, go draw me a mugwump. Can't do it, right? Not in your mind's memory, and therefore not in your imagination, which is simply the mind remembering. And we have a personal, in quotation marks, dark web, so to speak, where we keep images that are ordinarily censored, with a room down the hall full of horrors and devices we could use to make sure we didn't see them or handle what arose if we did, like screaming, running, hiding, blocking our ears, or attacking. I'm telling you right off the bat, I won't be describing what I saw. So you can relax your get uptight coping mechanism if its light is flashing on. This kind of torture designed to get more adrenochrome from a tortured child is definitely not in anyone's dictionary or lexicon of horrors. Others have described it, and I think they're totally insane and irresponsible for having done so. So what happens when you encounter the hideous being treated in a blasé, even happy manner by torturers? Excuse me. You resist. And how you resist is up to you. Scream in agony, faint, hate human beings, think there's no hope. On and on and on until you blanket it with lethargy and it disappears from memory. Except when reminded, unwittingly or wittingly, but I assure you, what is generically revealed in Frazzle Drip is where the trail of evil leads. Even predatory animals are not evil. Only humanity has that capability, that choice. I'm not looking for heroes. Unless you have a need to know, don't watch these segments of the programming. Or do, and ask the Divine Mother by the law of transformation to transform any hideous images that you let in or that get by you to sacred ones. Then there's venting. There will be a need to vent a great deal after the 10 days of broadcasts. Yell into a pillow, beat the pillow, go somewhere in your car, park, and yell your head off. Exert yourself, go swim or run a mile. Write down the feelings, find someone who will listen without interrupting. I still, to this day, nearly 10 years later, cannot get the screams and images out of my mind. Take a breath. I have heard of various ways that a child facing torture is taken care of. Archangel Michael says they are not required to go through it, but are removed to their proper realm. Archangel Michael, children who are tortured, and this goes back to the very beginning, are in fact often usually removed from their bodies and returned home because the separation that happens, the fission that happens when there's a level of torture of any kind, is too much for a young one to bear. Steve, moved home permanently? Archangel Michael, yes, brought home. The circumstances vary from situation to situation. I haven't the time to research the subject now, but I may later. Certainly, people facing death in violent circumstances are routinely removed from their bodies before impact, as Mike Swain illustrates. Mike is a South African lad who is about to die in a car crash. Since it's a long quote, I'll put it in footnote 4. On the basis of that, I predict from my studies that anyone about to die from a shell descending upon them, for instance, will be lifted from their body before the moment of explosion and will not suffer the death of the body. Again, if I have time, I'll give references, but the simple way to follow up would be to go to New Maps of Heaven and read, "The darkness of death is a path of light for us." At this and this, Earl, and the sections that follow. Do I say this to make killing easier? To assuage our conscience in raining bombs down on Iran? No. Karma, unlike human law, takes into account intent, motive. If anything I do or think is intended to cause harm to another, I will in future suffer that person's harm and its effects to whatever degree is appropriate. So if I were saying any of this to you for a selfish or evil purpose, it would come back on me. And where we're going, neither you nor I can afford that kind of baggage. Remember, there will be scenes that you won't want to watch or listen to. Don't. There are viewers and listeners all over the world for whom those scenes are intended. People who have a need to know, first responders, doctors, nurses, judges, police, military, etc. But it may not be you. And again, karma knows intent.